And then, of course, when we got inside the house, the space that they found themselves in was so much larger than they had at home that they huddled. They came to know it as a rather tight group, and they moved almost like a little group. And they were in awe of you know, the marvellous quality of the building and the things that they could see. And whilst there were many notices which said don't touch and so on, it was clear that they didn't want to. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were hands in pockets or folded, and they were just looking and gawping, I suppose, mm-hmm. really, at the magnificence of some of the things. Yes, I mean, they were asking questions, but very, very quietly, mm-hmm. And trying to make some sort of sense out of what they could see. But then, at the end of the visit, and we came out and we had our sandwiches, and we sat under one of those big trees not far away from the house, and they started to talk about it. And I said, "Sir, where did all those things that they've got come from?" And one of the other lads said, "Well, I saw a notice which said it had come from India." And how did it come from India? And somebody else said, "I bet they nicked it." And so the discussion widened out into why it was that, A, we had these very large and beautiful houses mm-hmm. spread out through England. You know, this wasn't just the only one, there were many others. Mm-hmm. And there were many other situations where all these wonderful treasures from across the world mm-hmm. had been collected by the families and so on and so forth for all sorts of occasions. And they couldn't understand that. They were all very irritated by the fact that, you know, somewhere else mm. where these things had been made, and they'd been robbed. And I said, "Well, not necessarily." I said, "You know, if you are very good at a particular subject or a sport or whatever, mm. that prowess that you had may be rewarded mm. with a medal or a certificate. That is, you know, you've won that by showing that you are good at something." And I said, "It's very possible that these people who live in these large houses have conducted work for the king or the queen in such a way that they have been honoured by the country mm-hmm. to whom they were sent." And I said, "And in that way they would have acquired these very precious things." Mm-hmm. And as I often like to think that those group of children who came and saw Enol at that mm-hmm. time took away those memories and maybe yeah. came back. It yeah. would be nice to know whether they did yes. and brought their own families back.
Yes.
And explained in the same way that I explained, you know, why and how.